Hey everyone, this is Dr. V. Smile. Welcome to Giggles and Chat. Tonight I just want to share with you briefly about a book that I read. It's entitled, I Ain't Going to College. It's a book written by Marlo Prelo. Marlo is my college classmate. We graduated from South Carolina State University together. Go Bulldogs. Marlo created a decision-making guide for students who are envisioning their life after high school. What's so unique about this book is that Marlo went into great detail and depicted his life throughout the book that challenged him to be the man that he is today, which is a successful one. He shared how he, the events and the people that were in his life and the decisions that he made led him to believe that he didn't want to go to college, and he ended up attending college and graduating. Some of the takeaways, right off the top of my head, he wrote in his book that learning never stops, but it certainly has a starting point, which is different for everyone. I thought that was a powerful one because, you know, we are introduced to a concept when we're in school at the same time, but we haven't really fully grasped or learned the concept until we actually have to engage in it or acquire it. Something else he said that I really like, he said that we must provide opportunities for children to recognize their gifts. You know, we're quick to push children to do different things, but there are times where we don't allow them to push their unique gifts or something they want to try. It could be a hidden talent. A great friend of mine, Latasha, if there's something she wants to try, she do it. And I like that she has that tenacious attitude to try. And if she don't like it, try something else. Something else that Mr. Prelo mentioned in his book, a vision must be in place so that goals will be established. And immediately I started thinking about my vision goal. My vision board. I did it a little differently. When I created my vision board, I actually added goals. But within my goals, I added timeline. I realized that I needed an attainable vision with explicit yet attainable goals. He also said in his book that negativity surrounds us daily. It's how we deal with it to focus on the positive to get what we want. No plan, no future. The plan should change as often as your mind changes and should serve as a blueprint for your life with a goal of knowing exactly what you want to do and where you want to be 2 or 3 months after you graduate from high school. I thought that was powerful because children, our students, our high school seniors actually, they need to understand that their plan can change and it probably will change. To end, the most powerful quote that I got from his book says, just because you can do something doesn't always mean you should. See beyond the now. Excellent book, Marlo. I really enjoyed reading it. Actually gave it to my high school senior so that he can start reflecting more and prepare his thoughts as he enters into adulthood. This is Dr. V signing off. This is my second podcast, y'all. Let me know how I'm doing. Peace, love, smile.